The Power of Influence, August 23. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. We cannot realize how powerful for good or for evil is our influence upon those with whom we associate. My dear young friends, you may maintain the simplicity of true godliness. You may follow on to know the Lord, that His going forth is prepared as the morning. You may know that He is your helper. You will have an increase of light and joy and hope and consolation in Jesus Christ, as you commit the keeping of your souls to the heavenly powers, and become separated from corrupt worldly influences. To make straight paths for our feet, this is our work. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He will be with us every day as we advance in the narrow path, and through the straight gate that leads to life everlasting. He will be your helper and your strength. Let us praise Him more. We all have received very much for which to praise Him. Then let us talk much of Him, and let us love Him. Hear our younger children. Christ loves you. When the mothers brought the little children to Jesus that He might place His hands on them in blessing, the disciples were going to send them away. The Master was giving important lessons to the people, and the disciples thought He should not be disturbed. Jesus heard their words. Said He, "Forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." I feel a deep interest in every one of these little children, and we hope that you will all treat them very tenderly. In the family, let those who are older be patient and kind to their younger brothers and sisters. They may help to educate the little ones in a knowledge of the Bible. Do not put the vim into your voice when you speak to them. Put in the blessedness that comes from doing right, from pleasing the Lord. If you will continually seek help of the Lord, you will not, when you come to the evening season of prayer, feel that you must repent of harsh or discouraging words and unkind actions during the day. Take right hold of Christ by a living faith, and then encourage the younger children. They will do wrong sometimes, and they may get into mischief, but do not become discouraged. Shield them so far as possible from temptation, and encourage them to obey the Lord. Let us plead with the Lord in the home and in the church, that we may be of good courage, and may go forward step by step, onward and upward toward heaven.